This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sibilia. It's now up to a judge in West Palm Beach to decide if Rush Limbaugh's medical record should be released to prosecutors, who will decide if a crime was committed. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin was at the Palm Beach County Courthouse as both sides made their arguments.
Prosecutor James Martz argued it's vital to access Limbaugh's sealed medical records to determine what his doctors knew about the powerful painkillers the talk show host was taking.
We believe there's evidence of a crime in it. Two judges agreed there was probable cause to seize those records. Much higher standard than that evoked in the subpoena process.
But defense attorney Roy Black argued that Limbaugh's privacy rights were violated when his medical records were seized. He also said that Limbaugh is being targeted.
I wanted to bring this to the court's attention that I believe this investigation is political rather than a legitimate law enforcement investigation. I believe that this information, not from Mr. Martz and not from his associates, but it goes up higher in the office, and then all of this information is released to the various news medias in an attempt to discredit Mr. Limbaugh.
Black also said the talk show host was blackmailed by his former maid and her husband.
David Klein, with his wife, decided to publicly or threatened to publicly disclose Mr. Limbaugh's addiction to pain medication, among other things. They obtained the security access codes to his Palm Beach studio. They cornered him in the parking garage to his studio, and they demanded $4 million in order to keep this quiet and not sell it to the Inquirer.
Black said a substantial amount was paid to the couple, but apparently not enough, and they eventually sold details of Limbaugh's painkiller addiction for $250,000. It's now up to Judge Jeffrey Winnikoff, who indicated he would likely allow prosecutors to see the medical records.
The compelling state interest is to investigate crimes. They submit an affidavit saying they have information to believe that your client committed a crime, and these records are the sine qua non evidence to prove whether or not he did it. How does a judge not grant that subpoena?
Prosecutors are looking for evidence that Limbaugh went doctor shopping for powerful painkillers like OxyContin and hydrocodone. At this point, he has not been charged with a crime. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.